We're here with Bobby Michael from Army Aviation Center Federal Credit Union in Alabama, right?
That's correct.
Excellent.
Lower Alabama.
Excelente. Excelente. Say, and we are here at the 2017 CUNA
Technology Conference.
Thank you.
Yes.
You heard it from him first. So, Bobby, just to kind of get started, how's the show going for you so far?
It's been great. There's tons of people here. I think they have a record crowd this year, and it's the CUNA Councils. So all the people who are involved in the CUNA Councils for both tech and ops, they've had a kind of a blended seminar, and I think they've done it that way for a couple years now.
Yeah.
It's really good because you get... with this big a crowd, you're able to get some really good speakers, and they're bringing some key people in. The facility is awesome here at the Arizona Biltmore, so it's been a really great 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and converging the two councils, I mean, they really complement each other, so it's really kind of a good move on their part.
Yeah, they have, especially because operations and tech really are blending together. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at from 10 years ago when everything was debit card based and going in to do a transaction at a teller, now it's either things are done either online via computer or smartphone or tablet. Mm-hmm. So the two really are blending together, and we've the shift is going to continue, and it was amazing because they looked at data from from the Federal Reserve or something like that from 10 years ago, and it's shifted to now more transactions are being done electronically than actually at a physical branch location.
So I hear that loud and clear. Let's switch to another topic that you want to talk about, branch transformation. It seems like you guys are going through this right now. We hear all these stories, oh, the branch is dead or what's going on. I don't think I'm totally agreeing with you. I think it's evolving, though.
Yes.
So tell me what's going on at your credit union with the branches.
We're like a lot of people, I think, and I've learned that, at the conference, some of the thoughts that we've had at Army Aviation have been reaffirmed by others that there is still very much a need for a branch. Some people are reluctant to give you their money unless they can physically see you, and that's human nature.
I get it.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. But once you get them on board and up to using electronic services, really there's not much a need for a branch after that. So the days of the 4,000 and 5,000 square foot branch with 8 tellers on it are pretty much over. And you'll see going forward less and less teller lines and more pods and ITMs and other technology that can assist members in a more informal way. And so branches, especially with ours, we're reconfiguring them so they are more for building relationships rather than cashing a $40 check.
Right,
it's going away from transactions, and branches are now how do we grow the business, whether it's IRAs or opening a checking account or providing somebody a car loan or a mortgage. The branches now are, their main focus is not to just simply do transactions, but to actually help grow the business through personal relationships.
Yeah. It's more of a consultative environment.
Absolutely.
And the transaction stuff is kind of almost a self-service type of thing. And if you need any help, somebody is there with an iPad or whatever walking around. That's what I hear. So.
Yes, that's exactly it. Okay. I mean, we're still going to have cash machines available and some teller stations, not necessarily on a teller line.
Right.
So we will be able to accommodate those people, but the majority of the folks that we're hoping to accommodate are people that want to come in and actually talk with somebody to get some advice, to get some information, whether it's, hey, how much can I afford for a car? I need to talk to somebody about some transactions that I'm unsure of on my debit card. So, yeah, it's definitely more one-on-one conversation areas now.
Why did you guys do this? I mean, was there kind of some feedback from your membership, or you just kind of see, you kind of looking into the future and seeing what's inevitable, I guess? Or
That's exactly it.
Okay.
I mean, it's once online banking, I mean, if you just look at most credit union's numbers for the number of people using online banking and using bill pay and now using mobile, it's going up.
Okay.
It's very, very obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so as people mature and as, 20-year-olds turn into 40-year-olds and people use technology more, that's just the shift.
Yeah.
But what's ironic is you can't just do a complete instantaneous change away from one demographic into another, you've got to slowly migrate, and it's a slow shift, mm-hmm. because you can't just ignore people who still want to come in and exactly. cash checks and make a deposit. Mm-hmm. So you've right now, you at this stage, you have to be almost everything to everybody, but the key is what you emphasize. And now you can still build your buildings now, but with a plan that in 5 years from now, the teller line may be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, where are you guys in this process?
We've still got some old locations that are going to need to be modified maybe 5 years from now. But the buildings that we've built in the last year and the ones that we're planning on building in the next 2 years, we don't believe we'll have teller lines on them. So, yeah, we're going straight to the pods, and we're putting in an ITM machine, our first one in, and I think once we get to about the fourth one, we'll flip the switches where we'll have the interactive video teller along with all the things that it can do that a normal ATM does.
Yeah. I love it. The evolution of the branch, for real, man. It's happening right now.
It's happening. Some people are 80% through their transformation. Some people are only about 10%. Mm-hmm. So it'll be neat to see where this thing ends up 10 years from now.
Yeah. Let's talk then and see how it's going.
I hope we're both still here.
We will be. All right, Bobby. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks.